Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, it's our quarterback-to-quarterback segment. Bobby Hebert along with Drew Brees. Drew, thank you for joining us here on the Radio Huddle.
No problem. What's up, guys?
Well, Saints win. So looking at the Saints, got their first win, Drew. What's the best way to harness that emotion and effort? You know, because it is one game, but hey, when you win, you want to build upon that. But go ahead.
No, look, you absolutely do. The biggest thing coming out of that game is, you know, we got 5 turnovers, right, defensively, and we took care of the ball on offense. So that's going to win you a heck of a lot of football games. I think the pass play to Shaheed, you know, backed up, what was it, 87 yards?
Yep.
You're not going to see a better throw right in stride to, you know, one of the fastest guys in the league, and he kind of does the rest. So, I mean, that was a huge momentum shift, obviously, at that point in the game. I think it was the first play of the drive after they'd kind of punted us back in there. So, there were so many things that you saw that were just really, really encouraging. The more I watch our offense, man, I really like what Kellen's doing. I think we have a ton of variety in the things that we do, both in the run game, the pass game, the quick pass game, the play action, the screen game. So, I think that just gets more fun to watch, you know, each and every week. Obviously, Spencer's getting... You know, just it, I think even more and more comfortable, coming up with some big throws. Obviously, his athleticism allows him to extend plays and even take off and run and make plays. But I think just defensively, too, you know, with all the hype that the Giants came in with, I think to come up with the plays that they came up with was just great all the way around.
Yeah, you know, Drew, Spencer's protecting the football. And if you'd have told me before he played in the Giants, he'll probably get sacked 2 or 3 times. He didn't get sacked any. So that pocket awareness, getting rid of the football. And you look at Rattler right now, finally getting that monkey off his back and got a win as a starter. Now, that's one accomplishment. But where have you seen the growth in his game, and what should he be working on now?
You know, so much of playing the quarterback position is just being a problem solver. Not every play is going to be perfect. You're going to have breakdowns up front at times. You're going to, you know, be put, you know, penalties that put you into tough situations. So much of playing that position is like knowing when to take chances and maybe when not to. Like, it's okay to punt sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Knowing where and how you can extend plays, I think is definitely a skill to have. But look, at the end of the day, taking care of the football, it just gives you a chance to win in the end just about every single time. Even if the game hasn't gone the way that you want, As long as you're not putting your defense into compromising positions. I mean, look, the teams have a hard time just driving up and down the field on our defense, right? It's only when you make critical mistakes, you give them short fields, you give the other team momentum that, you know, that stuff really bites you. Otherwise, you're always going to give yourself a chance. And I think when you look at our defense, they're only going to get better as some of these young guys have more of an opportunity to play. But look, I like our pass rush. I like our linebacking core. I like, we got youth in the secondary, and yet we also have guys who have made some plays, you know, and created a bunch of turnovers here over the last couple weeks too, you know. So all that stuff is really, really encouraging. It just makes you feel like, you know, we're going to get better each and every week, but at the quarterback position, let's make sure that we're not putting our defense in compromising positions, and we're always in a position where we're solving problems.
Well, Drew, you know we got to do better, though. We moved the ball, but that's one thing we weren't worried about with you. We could score in the red zone. And I think we could help Spencer Rattler, but he struggled in that in the offseason, OTAs, minicamp, and training camp. He'd be moving the team, you know, getting a few first downs, and whether it's against us, but we'd struggle in the red zone. And I know that could be a quarterback's best friend. Just how about if we're in the red zone, if we can run it in? Because, you know, defensive backs, they squat and all that. And one guy that might help us run it in, and everyone loves Taysom Hill. Here you are, you're a Pro Football Hall of future Pro Football Hall of Famer. I don't think you mind when Taysom Hill came in because he'd help you win and to be that's the team goal to win the game. But what's the best way you would use like his multi-dimensional talent Taysom, like him? And I mean, why do you think he's such an easy guy to root for, Drew? If you had one of your daughters brought home Taysom Hill, the future, I think you'd think, I've raised my family the right way, but you probably think you hit the lottery. I think, I don't know, am I bamboozled by Taysom, or is he too good to be true?
No, man. He is exactly who you think he is. I mean, there's a reason everybody loves him. You know, all his teammates, of course, the fan base. I mean, I think you know how I feel about Taysom. One of the best teammates you could ever ask for. One of the most selfless players you could ever ask for. You know, what he's meant to our organization and all the different roles that he's played and just what a big part of he's been of the team. So I know that was an emotional time for him to, you know, coming off of that injury to come back and to be able to have the contributions that he had in the game. And I still, to this day, don't know why he wouldn't get from 7 to 12 snaps a game at the quarterback position. I mean, as a defensive coordinator, is that just not a nightmare for you?
Right.
Because, you know, half the time he's going to carry the ball in some sort of, you know, misdirection one way and he's going the other, or some sort of quarterback power where now we just have an extra blocker. And then at the end of that rainbow, you're going to have to tackle this 240-pound dude who wants to run over you. So that in and of itself is highly effective. But now throw in the opportunity for him to push the ball down the field, which he is so good at. You know, he completed a seam route in this game, but we've seen him over the years, you know, launching a post, launching a deep over route, you know, whatever it might be where they're chunk play opportunities when he's in the game at quarterback. So for a defensive coordinator, it's an absolute nightmare. And like, I would say for a guy like Spencer Rattler, a weapon like Taysom Hill could be his best friend.
Yeah.
You know, where this guy comes in, he throws the defense off balance, you know, whether he's coming in to fulfill another position, you know, like an H-back or a tight end or a slot or a running back, and then next thing you know, he's taking a snap. It just adds another dimension to this offense that I think would be highly, highly effective, as it has been in the past when, you know, he was doing it for me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Now, Drew, when you look, everybody wants to be the man. I'm just saying, like, okay, the running back. You know, I see a number of teams, whether, you know, college or the pros, running back by committee. And it looks like the Saints are trying to get back to a legit running back tandem. You know, we all know about Alvin Kamara and Kendre Miller, how he's played the past couple of games. What are the keys to making that type of backfield that you can keep them both happy and should spread the wealth, so to speak?
Look, there was plenty of those combinations, right, over the last 20 years. You know, going back to Reggie and Deuce, right? That was like the first Thunder and Lightning.
Right.
I mean, really, there was literally tags that we would attach to plays that would denote who we wanted in the game, and it was Thunder and Lightning, you know? And then that kind of evolved to, you know, it was Pierre Thomas and Reggie, and then it was, Darren Sproles and Mark Ingram, and then it was Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara, and, you know, and now I think that this could be that same type of 1-2 punch where, you know, look, both these guys can run between the tackles. Obviously, Kamara does so much as a receiver and as a receiving threat outside of the backfield. But I think having that 1-2 punch is always beneficial for those guys, not just to give them a rest from time to time, but, man, they really start to feed off each other. I mean, I saw that probably more mostly with Alvin and Mark Ingram. Just because I think they rooted for each other so much too. Like there was a bond, there was a brotherhood there. Very similar, like if I was to point to another combination that's probably the best in the league, it's Montgomery and Gibbs up in Detroit.
The Lions,
right?
Yep.
Well, yeah, you know, Sonic and Knuckles, right? Like, I mean, they've got their own little persona, you know, but I think when two backs take pride in that together and they really like feed off each other, I think it's you get the best out of everybody.
Now, Drew, looking at the Patriots coming to town, boy, they had a big win against the Bills, you know, a division rival. And Drake May, I mean, I think he outplayed the MVP and Josh Allen. And the question I have for you, what have you seen from the Patriots quarterback, that being Drake May, and what stands out about him, would you say, as a single caller? Because, boy, he's really, I think Coach Vrabel's really embracing having him to be the guy, to be that franchise guy. And I want you to comment on Drake May. And how do you see the Saints? What do they need to do to beat a team like the Patriots right now?
Yeah. The Patriots are the one team I haven't watched or just like analyzed a ton of film on. I've done it with a bunch of other teams, like just getting the All-22 and really analyzing them. But that's on my list of things to do this week, because I think just from a distance, like I watched I watched the game on TV, I watched some highlights, and then I watched the post game interview with Drake May, and I think the first thing that comes across is like the guy's got a maturity about him that's pretty unique for a young guy. He comes from a family of athletes. You know, I know a brother who played basketball at North Carolina, and he's got another brother who played collegiate as well. And so, like, he's got, you know, come from a family of athletes or a dad who was a coach or something like that. Like, there's just, it feels like you've just been growing up around it your whole life, and it's almost like you always envisioned yourself being there. And so there's just kind of a calm and a poise to you, which it seems like he has. I love Vrabel. He was a hell of a football player. I think everybody has a ton of respect for him. He's a hard-nosed, kind of comes from a hard-nosed football lineage, you know, and so certainly he's trying to instill that, you know, in this day and age there in New England again.
Yeah.
But like, you know, just like you can see, just you feel like they've got this culture and this identity that they're really trying to, you know, recreate there. And obviously you gotta do it with the quarterback first and foremost. And it seems like Drake's like his kind of guy when it comes to building that. But man, he's got them believing, and obviously they go and they knock off arguably the favorite in the AFC, you know, the Buffalo Bills, you know, at their place, you know, early in the season. That's got to have them feeling, you know, pretty good about where they are. But I know this, like, I figured the Giants might come in a little overconfident. I think our challenge this week is that, man, the Patriots aren't coming in overconfident. Like, Vrabel seems like one of those guys who's going to keep them humble, keep them hungry.
Yep.
And, like, they're going to keep trying to build. Like, man, we're going to have to bring our absolute best. And it's going to be, to me, this is like one of those physical, like really, really physical type of games where, like, we got to win the fight before we win the game. Like the old bat games that Sean Payton used to have. Like, to me, this is that type of game for the New Orleans Saints.
Drew, thanks so much for joining us. Always great to have you and Bob on in this quarterback-to-quarterback segment. Man. Keep pulling for the Saints this weekend, brother.
All right, Drew.
Yeah, you know it. All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Quarterback to quarterback, Drew Brees, Bobby Hebert, exclusive here on the Big 870 WWL every Wednesday afternoon. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this news break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.